So much we could talk about once again this morning. Wanted to start with your Senate File 118. We've talked about it, and it's been in the news quite a bit. The landowner hunting tags. Sounds like that's been pulled from the table, correct?
Yes. We had a meeting with stakeholders last Monday night, and we just decided with the Game and Fish promulgating new rules and, you know, there are quite a few people that are concerned, and of course, landowners and ranchers are concerned. And so we kind of are hoping that maybe we can get this as an interim topic where all stakeholders can be involved in decision making and basically doing what's best for wildlife landowners and our hunters as well, our hunting groups. So we just decided to pull back on that a little bit. I mean, it's not completely off the table because we need to, you know, we need to find solutions to these problems. So, but for now, it's suspended, yeah.
And Senator Laura Pearson this morning, Senate District 14 out of Kemmer. A couple other items, your shared parenting bill. Give us an update on that as well.
Yeah, so shared parenting, when LSO drafted that shared parenting bill, it was kind of a replica from a bill that had gone through probably in 2019 and it didn't pass. And I wasn't very educated on the issue or how to make a bill good or form a bill right and all of these things. And I didn't realize that there were quite a few other states in the United States that had really good shared parenting bills. And so there were just a lot of holes in that bill. And so, but I'm going to fight. I'm going to, you know, bring one back and possibly kind of mirroring some of these states that have really good shared parenting bills. And so, that bill didn't pass and it shouldn't have, you know, and there were a lot of holes in it. And so, we're just going to keep fighting for that as well.
All right, Senator, a couple of other items. Of course, property tax is always big. There's a lot of education bills. Let's go with the education side. I don't have a specific question on any of the bills, but there's been a lot and there's been some back and forth on these. Do you have maybe some statements on what you're seeing on the education side this year?
Yeah, education is quite controversial in a lot of areas, but of course I am a supporter of parental rights in education, and I'm a supporter of school choice, you know? So some of these bills, like I know HB 100 is probably going to be amended in some form, and I think that a lot of people aren't understanding why that bill was brought, and it was to give more local control to the school districts to be able to help out with some staffing, maybe in some areas that, you know, that didn't necessarily need a teacher certification per se, you know, whether it be something in ag or welding or shop or things like that, you know, where just someone that has a lot of knowledge in that area could help out with those courses. The HB, I think it was 199. So that was basically an ESA bill. Last year, an ESA bill was passed that basically allowed some money to lower income class families that wanted to homeschool to, you know, for education programs to homeschool. And it was unconstitutional, you know, that's got to be made available to everybody if they want to homeschool. And the narrative there is that the state is going to give every parent $7,000 for each child to homeschool, and that's simply not the case. These parents, if they want to purchase a program, they have to turn in receipts. They're only getting paid for what they're using for the education of that child. And parents have a right to homeschool their kids. And there should be a little bit of money, in my opinion, following that child, if they so choose to do that. I'm trying to think of what other bills that you might be thinking of. The HB 200, you know, you have to realize that these bills are being looked at on the House side. They haven't Well, HB 199, I think, crossed over to the Senate, but we're still trying to get through the Senate bills. And so, but I know that HB 200, the parental rights and education bill, is being amended in the House as well to kind of make it more digestible for people. So, you know, but
yeah,
we'll just have to, we'll have to see what happens when they come over to the Senate side. So.
Yeah, those certainly were some of the big bills that have been discussed. Property tax on that side, there's some bills saying 50% cut, same 25, some with backfill, some without backfill. What are your thoughts on those bills?
Yeah, so property tax relief is a mandate from the state, you know, from our constituents that we need to do something. I would love a 50%. A lot of, you know, I don't think that we should be paying property tax. And I think that eventually that has to be fixed in the state of Wyoming. Somehow we've got to figure out a way to make sure that property owners never lose their homes, that that is their property, that they aren't paying rent on their property for the rest of their lives. You know, but there is a lot of discussion. There is a lot of discussion on, you know, whether the state would be able to, you know, whether these communities would be able to afford a 50% cut in property taxes as far as services and things like that. And, you know, at the end of the day on Friday, I think that we ended up with a 25% no backfill on the Senate side. On Senate file, I think it's 69 or 67. You know, there's still discussions on backfill and not, because Sherry Steinmetz brought a bill or an amendment to that bill to help counties that have no reserves, you know, these smaller counties, that any sort of a property tax relief bill would hurt their communities without any backfill. And so she brought an amendment to help those small communities, and of course it failed. And so we've really got to be mindful of these small counties that really wouldn't be able to afford any sort of property tax right now without any backfill. And so, yeah, there's just a lot of discussion on that. I don't want to see counties lose services either, but this was a mandate from the state. This was a mandate from our constituents that something has got to be done. And in Lincoln County, a lot of those property owners are paying over 100% in the last 4 years from what they were paying 4 years ago. And it's not right. And so we've got to do something.
Senator Laura Tolliver-Pearson this morning, Senate District 14 of Kemmer. Senator, thank you for your time and the update. As always, anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
No, I think we're good. It's going to be an interesting week. There's a lot of bills coming through the House side. And, of course we have our supplemental budget to be discussing. And so, it should be a good week, I think. And we'll just keep pushing forward.
All right. That's Senator Pearson, Senate District 14 of Kemmer. It's the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.